সূক্ষ্ম পরোক্ষ অপরোক্ষ অবিচ্ছেদ্য অপ্রাজ্ঞ ফাইভ স্টেজেস অফ নলেজ অফ কনসেপশন প্রত্যক্ষ সেন্স এক্সপিরিয়েন্স সেন্স এক্সপিরিয়েন্স অ্যাসপেক্ট অফ দি ওয়ার্ল্ড Then knowledge that is drawn from the experience of other persons, not direct experience by me. The second class, second layer of knowledge. Third is in the sound sleep. However, inconsiderable. Some knowledge is there. When we come back from slumber, deep slumber, we say that I slept very peaceful sleep. So some sort of experience has been attached there, the knowledge. Parokha, aparokha, anti. Prastakha, parokha, aparokha. Direct experience, but we paint their generality, according to Swami Maharaj's expression. We paint in that plane of Prakramhood, in sound sleep. We be there, we come back, very hazy, slight knowledge we draw, and when awake we say, very peacefully I have slept the sleep. So, a sort of knowledge, aparokha. Again, crossing that, other knowledge is possible, that is adhukshaja laya. That depends upon the sweet will of the higher plane, not as a matter of right we can enter there, as a subject. We are object there. We cannot wonder there as a subject. That is adhukshaja in all. By all directions we are helpless, only dependent on their sweet will, such a pleasure. The pleasure is more valuable than we are in all respects. Still there is a pleasure above our subjective area. So that is called super subject, transcendence. And that plane cares to make us in, we can enter. And it makes us out, we are nowhere. That is adhukshaja. Vaikuntha, freedom of the plane, of the soil, is greater than of that of us. According to his whim, or his whim, we may be taken in and we thrust down, brushed aside. But still that is a plane. Higher than we ourselves, we cannot be subject there, but we are object of their grace and kindness. They can kindly take me and just adhukshaja. Then at the top of that plane there is a flag, it's a Goloka Leela, very enough love. So it is so rare, okay?
Chidananda.
todo la práctica de Krishna Lila, that is so much rarely to be to come, not very easy. Look for it with such temperature. By mere liberation from the forces of nature, we cannot enter. We cannot be eligible to enter. Muktanam, Apishiddhanam. It does not matter whether he is liberated or he is Siddha in Yoga Siddhi. Narayana Parayana Sudhulava Prasanta. His sweet will. The sweet will of Narayana. He may take him or he may not care to take him. His sweet will. They are such high effect. So on the right. Dedication, we can acquire eligibility to enter into that place. The visa may be granted or may not be granted. May not be granted. If they think that it is not in the interest of the land, they won't grant any visa. Something like that. So, we are helpless there. Their help is the serving agents that come here. Eh? The sadhus. Sadhus. They can help us. Because of Migas. Vaishnava has been given very higher place. The Vaishnava is not a very cheap thing. Very cheap, a bona fide member of that place who has got some influence in the place. This is what is reality, concrete reality. It's such. Bahuram janmanamanti vyanavan man prabuddhati vasudhi vasadvamiti samahatma sudhulava tapasri bhodhiko yogi gyani bhopi maturhika kodmi vaschadhiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavarjuna yogi nam apishadvesham madgati nataratmana Sraddhavan bhajati jumaham sarpsami jukkhidamata. Vaishnava kripa. Vaishnava is there to be found only by the dress of a Vaishnava. By accepting the dress of a Vaishnava, imitation we can't. Vaishnava Das. So our Guru Maharaj was very favorite of saying Vaishnava Das. Our aspiration to become the servant of a Vaishnava. So don't venture to pronounce the word that I am a Vaishnava. I want to be a servant of Vaishnava. That should be a sincere temperament in us. I aspire after the service, after the post of a servant of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava are bona fide members of that place. They have got the recognition, position, power, influence in that place, which is independent in all aspects. Not dependent of this world in any way, full in itself. self-satisfied. Here also we may find some people self-satisfied. May not want anything for him, self-sufficient. May they not care for anything. Death of life is equal. Loss and gain are equal. They don't care for anything. No prejudice. Yeah. And that is superior existence. That may not care at all for anything of this mundane help. Independent and self-sufficient. It is in its own resources. It is our necessity to have their company. They are not in one purpose, but still there is some feeling that karuna, daya, grace, that manage anyhow the connection of the fallen souls for them. There is a bit mercy, grace, kindness, that must have some food. whom to grace, whom to be kind. Some fallen soul is necessary. So only we have got some place there, that there the faculty of grace, kindness, pity has to be applied for. So fallen souls necessary. Fallen souls are necessary so that they feel pity for them, give something for them, help them. So we have got some position there, only through their compassion. Je jato potito hoy, tavodaya tatotai. As much fallen as one is, the hearty person will be so much moved for to remove his difficulty. Patit pavan, savior of the fallen, that is also a qualification in him. So we have got some place in his thinking. Because he is patit pavan, the Vaishnavas are patit pavan, we have got some position, some place that we may find that they have gone some necessity to search after us, to take after us. That is our solace, that is our consolation. Consolation, such a higher entity is possible. We may achieve or may not achieve, but if we know that there is such magnanimous reality, that is enough for us. There is such magnanimous existence, a magnanimous aspect of the world. We may be faulty, we are faulty, but there is so greatness as so much magnanimity and greatness is there. Our fallen characteristic is nothing. Just as Uchudhananda told, he put a question to the Urupi Acharya. This sin acquired by the by feeding the cow flesh is more powerful or to purify, the power of purification of the holy name of the Lord is more powerful. He had to submit, no. God's grace is infinitely more powerful than a man can commit any magnitude of sin. That is our consolation, that is our... Tabat kottum na saknoti patakam patakijam. Tabat kottum na saknoti patakam patakijam. Eko Krishna name jata paap hari pataki sadhanai tata paap. Namnastu jabati shakti paapane sarane hari. So much power the name has got to purify. A sinner had no power, no capacity to commit sin of such a magnitude. He has no power to commit sin. That is why. Whatever magnitude of sin one may commit, only at least connection of the purifying name it perish. That is our solace, our consolation. Consolation. It is higher.
Right.
That I have some position there. The nature of right is such there. None can find his own position stable. But others see that he has got a good position. One can see he is a Vaishnava, but none can think that he himself is a Vaishnava. That is the peculiarity. I have no position. I have no position. I only aspire after some position. And the position of a servant. To get the position of a slave is not so very easy there. Very easy to be a king, to be a Brahma, to be a Shiva. But it's very unsettled position to get a position of a slave in Vaikuntha and Goloka. So real humiliation is possible there. All humble. Humble humility and sincere humility. None can realize his real position. At the same time, the others feel the position of another. One can feel the position of another person, another servitor. But he can't, he is not certain of his own position. That is a peculiar. Everyone. He feels that his position is uncertain. Uncertain only, it depends on the sweet will of the authority. Sweet will of the authority. But that sweet will is seems to him to be reality, in the case of others, but not for himself. I have got no position, but he has got the, others have got their position ensured. But my position, no help. That is a peculiar feeling there, and it is a sincere feeling. It is sincere feeling. Not hypocrite humility. Not hypocritical, but sincere feeling that I am nowhere, only on the grace of so many Vaishnavas. But that is not the case with others, other friends. Their position is ensured. That is a peculiar thing there. So, when asserting parijāraka bhitta bhittasya bhitta jimāṁ śvara lūpanātho, always they try to go down to the last extremity. There I may have some position. I may be given a position in the lowest place. The tendency, the prayer is like that, to refine all with everyone. Purijir ki thaiti muishi lovishti. Only exception when their superiors are challenged, faced with any challenge, they come out. Come out with their unconscious power. Come to assert. And become desperate at that. When their superior is challenged, the challenge against their guru, they come out with energy. They are desperate. Any loss of gain, they are not careful, comes to us all. Vaishnavi Patishtha, Tate Parvaishtha. With all his vigor, all his prospects, risking all his prospects, he come out to defend his Guru Vaishnava when necessary. There only we can find assertion in a Vaishnava. Acharya Abhimana means I hold some position. From some position I talk to you all. But be sure that position is a position of service, not of a master. A guru's servant is Acharya. Who is Acharya? He is always conscious that I am engaged in, I am entrusted with some service of my Gurudev. Gurudev, he can be Acharya. Acharya. Whatever I am doing for the cause of my Guru, I may risk anything and everything. What I have, and if necessary, I am to incur debt alone. Still, I must assert to keep up the prestige of my Guru. The cat comes out of the bag at that time with a furious nature. If necessary. Acharya Abhimana. Ramana says that this is one of the means to end sadhana. Acharya Abhimana. To assert from the position of Acharya when he is entrusted by the Acharya to do some work on his behalf. Our Guru Maharaj told in Vyas Puja, Katak, that so many gentlemen present here in this meeting, and I am receiving so many flowers at my feet. I am not ashamed. I am not even an animal. An animal also feels ashamed that amongst so many taking puja in the feet. But I have not that minimum sense that so many respectable gentlemen in the meeting, and excluding everyone, I am receiving this foot worship amongst in a meeting. I am fully conscious of that. But I want to show to all my respected friends, my Guru's position is such. The position of my Gurudev is such that he can command the highest respect amongst us. Such high level is living on. And the highest aspiration of us he can fulfill it. Only to give some hint to the public of such a higher existence. I am compelled on his behalf to accept this sort of respect amongst you all, my friends. It is only meant for that. Meant for my Guru, his dignified position is such. I want to inform you all by this this shameful act of mine. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nijai Gaur Gadadhar Atreita Sivasthi Sankirtana Sangha Bhange Pancha Paradhar. Nityananda Prabhu to deliver Jagai Madhai. He received wound from the Gunda. But Mahaprabhu could not tolerate. He lost his temper to see Nityananda exposed, disordered in such a way by the Gunda. And he took resort to Chakram. You chakra come, I shall kill the whole. But that was conceived to help that loving campaign of Nityananda. So there is justification. Ordinary people think that Mahaprabhu lost his temper, that Nityananda could keep it. But Sri Chaitanya Dev, he lost his temper. He did wrong. The general consideration would be like that. That Nityananda was sober, but Sri Chaitanya, he could not keep his temperament. Just as in the case of Jiva Goswami. Rupa Sanatana gave their signature to the Digvijayi. Yes, we are not so big a scholar. You are a big scholar. Jiva Goswami could not tolerate that. That man will consider that my Guru, Guru Rupa Sanatana, inferior to him in scholarship, that fool will preach in the world in this way. When he got, you give the signature, Jeev, you are, though young, We have heard that you have a good name in the scholar circle. So your signature is necessary. You see, your guru, Rup Sanatan, they have given signature. Let me see it, torn to pieces. impertinent you asked? Yes, you do not know why they gave signature. I want to make you know that they, in hateful temperament to you, they gave signature and dismissed you, your company. And to avoid your company, they gave signature. But I am their servant. I can't tolerate that you will go and spread in the world that they are fools. No, they are not stupid. That is ignorant, no knowledge of Shastra. They are afraid of talking about Shastra Siddhanta. I am ready for fight. And in his fight, that man was cornered. Now we know why they gave signature to you. Why neglectfully to your scholarship they gave avoid for avoiding. But they are not so. Let us assure. That is also valuable for us, for men like us. That humility is better than impertinence. And impertinence comes to subhuman humility. Otherwise, humility goes in the rank of cowardice. Humility is cowardice. But humility is not cowardice. To prove that, some resistance necessary somewhere. By the servants of humble persons. The king is plain, but the Dharwan is very gorgeous. The gorgeous servant of a plain king. Hare Krishna. Vidai. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Hari. Gaurapravo Prima Vidasa Bhuma. Nishkinchano Bhakti Vinodanama. Kovisthito Bhakti Kutira Koshte. Smittanisham Nama Gunam Muradi.
What is the position, even though a person feels very unqualified in all ways, what is the position, his position, as he desires to accept more responsibility for serving his guru out of his own?
Qualification or non-qualification, of the plane of exploitation and denunciation, that has got no much value. But the qualification of the positive plane, That is, one is big, meager position, it is Sukriti, then Shraddha, then Bhakti. That is all important. Then Nirguna. Good or bad. Consideration. From the standpoint of Nirguna Dham. Gunatito. Apathy or sympathy. Our devotion and offense to the Absolute. The consideration of relative positions in the plane of exploitation and the renunciation, that is not very important. Obhiji sudra jaro. Bhajati imam ananya bhak sadhuri vasramant. Who has got his progress in the nirguna plane, in the plane of devotion proper, shuddha bhakti. Acquisition in that plane, that is of real importance. And the position and the power acquired in this misconceived area, it has gone now much, much position there in calculation. A man may be a sinner in the consideration of this plane of aggression, exploitation. But that is not very important. Real importance, how much position he has acquired in the nirguna, in the plane independent of exploitation and renunciation. The sardhing attitude, shraddha, self-dedication. How much progress he has acquired in the plane of self-dedication. Salpamapasya dharmasya tayati mahatu bhayat. Little position there can get rid of a great and dreadful future in this world. This is non-important phase of life, the physical and the mental. But the wealth acquired in the soul, in the area of soul, that is all important. Do you follow?
Yes.
Nirgun, bhakti, shraddha, ananya bhajan, exclusive adherence to the Absolute God. That is a particular attitude of the innermost soul. That is all important. And these are minor things. This is going and coming, going and coming. Transient matter. No such, so much stability. But that is of high stability and high value. The soul's transaction to a super soul, inner transaction. That is all important. This external, outer transaction of the coating, this is like garment. The mind is also a subtle garment. Not the soul proper. All important, that is. How he is prepared to accept the principle of a surrendered life. That is the most valuable. The surrendered life is a real life. If one can conceive within his heart, the core of his heart, that is real property, real wealth. And the external things are coming and going, flickering, non-stable things. Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes?
I want to ask you if there's any validity to this concept that I've heard, and that is, within the material plane, is there such a thing as a more favorable or less favorable position for coming to the service of the Lord?
What does he say?
In material condition, is there more and less favorable positions for coming to Lord's service? Materially, consideration.
Yeah.
Favorable and unfavorable for bhakti. Is there some material consideration?
That must be. We can apply them in favor of that in our life, bhakti papa. That will do some service, some help. Of some. So the valuation of the value of the plane, that is more powerful. More powerful. So karmatam. In whatever position I have got this small thing, I am giving karmatpan. Karmatpan is a lower stage. Svayu drabhamaya yajna dhyana yajna parantam. As much as inner dedication, that is more valuable. The physical dedication, the physical plane, dedication in the physical plane, less valuable. Inner dedication, as much as inner, that is more valuable. And external, that has got also value, to a certain extent. Better than non-dedication, and dedicating external things. But the real party to dedicate is one's own self, then everything is given, dedicated. The proprietor to be dedicated, not the property. Property is less valuable than the proprietor, is it not?
Yes.
Property is less valuable than the property holder. But here the case is mainly with the property holder, not so much with the property. Property does not belong to him. It is already a claim, on false claim. But real party is within the holder of the property. The unlawful property, the holder, the possessor of the unlawful property. Is a criminal. Not property is criminal, but the holder of the unlawful property is a criminal. And so much so, that when the proprietor thinks that he is independent of the state, he is also a criminal, mukta. But he is a property of the state. When the proprietor thinks, it is all right. How much? How much? A dominant is faithful to the state, is of serving attitude to the state, that is to be considered first. How much faithful, willingly faithful to the state, that is state's first interest. And then he is not enemy to the state. That is second, and the last is his property, how it is being used against the interest of the state or for favor of the state's welfare. In this way, the innermost existence is more valuable than the outer. The inner man is necessary. Whether he is indifferent, or he is enemy, or he is faithful,